shrimp, and they are all coming to me. Oh, you apply to the Ramananda's brother is going to be harshly treated, cruelly treated by the crown. If you put a word to Ravruddha, he is your devotee, then they may be said, released. They have come for this worldly affairs to me. I should not stay here. Let us go. Ralarnath Govinda, you arrange a bag and baggage, just let us go. In this way, several times, he is always taking Govinda as his personal attendant and using him that. And Ramchandra Puri, one cruel critic, one day came a brother of Ishwar Puri, who advised his own guru, Madhavendra Puri, why do you are waiting at the time of your death? You are just Brahma yourself. Pangs of separation for Krishna, this is all tamoguna, shokamoha. You must leave them, you must think that I am Brahma. Then Madhavendra will say, be off from him. Yeah. You mayabadi fool, you do not know what is Krishna. Misfortune that I can't see Krishna, and you have come to advise me like a mayabadi that I am Brahma. Be off, hence. That Ramchandra Puri. He came to Sri Khetra Puri, and one day came to visit Mahaprabhu's quarters, and saw some ants are moving. Oh, there must be some, at night there was some sweetmeat. So the ants are moving here. Then the sannyasis, they have taken the rope of renunciation. At night they are eating sweetmeat. Horrible. And he remarked in that way, and with angry mood he left the place. Ratva Bhattra Vaikabam Asit Atop Vidika Sancharanti Aho Virakti Nam Sannyasi Nam Yam Indriya Lalasa. Who has taken the garb of a sannyasi, and they have got such temptation for the temple. So many ants are moving here, so at night there must have been some sweetmeat. At night, privately, he is taking sweetmeats here. Remarking in this way, he said that. Then Mahaprabhu told Govinda, tell it to the public, only one piece of Jagannath Prasad from this time, no more. I shall take. And you all go to the market and you beg your Madhukari. And only one paise worth prasadam of Jagannath should come to me, and I shall take nothing more. Then when this news reached the devotees, they felt that a thunder on their head, what has been happened. One paise only. At that time, Govinda was his attendant, and he had to ask even Govinda, go outside and beg your bread, only one piece. If you take more, then you won't find me here. I shall be happy. Govinda asked, another time, Govinda. Says, Advaita Acharya and so many Bengali devotees have come, and so many mothers also have come, and they have brought many things preparing for your taste, and they always ask me, Govinda, have you given my thing to Mahaprabhu? Yes, yes, I shall give in this way. These great Vaishnava, and I am deceiving them by this word and that word. You are not touching anything. What will be my future? I am more than speaking lie to those Vaishnava. Then Mahaprabhu, yes, take what you have got. First, take it to me. And he began to swallow. And finishing, any more? No more. Only this Damayanti portion, Raghavajali, that is only. Yes, keep it. All finished? Yes, just finished. Yes, now you go and say to every Vaishnava that I have taken their things. Confidence and personal service rendered by Govinda is God. And then on Kashi Shore. That Kashi Shore. Hari Krishna. So many Vaishnava representing the peculiar type of serving tendency, personified. Different type of serving tendency, personified in so many Vaishnava. Vaishitra. No end of that. In this way, God means, king means paraphernalia, with paraphernalia. Singly the king cannot be conceived as king. As father, relative term, father means the son is there. Husband means wife is there. So king means so many paraphernalia is there. So Krishna means Saraswati, Ukhila Rasamrita Murti, so many there. Krishna not a single thing, a system that is representing the whole in the positive aspect, and indirectly the negative aspect, both, direct, indirect, Krishna. So Vaishnava, they are part and parcel of Krishna, of Saraswati. Without potency, the possessor of potency cannot be conceived, both combined. Both then, otherwise it will be nirvishesha, non-differentiated Brahma. The potency is drawn out. So, Prakriti Purusha, the possessor of potency and the potency combined makes the thing one. The real side and another misconceived side of aspect of reality. Maya, Swarup, Swarup, Swarup and the Maya, Annyad, Itarata, indirect, indirect, both combined, the whole Adhaya. Vadanti Kattattva Vidas Tattvam Jas Gyanam Adhyam. The whole self-conception, all comprehensive conception of the reality, that consists in both parts, the main and the auxiliary. Elimination. Progress means elimination and acceptance. In this way we are told to go to Krishna conception of God, representing all sorts of variegated rasa or ecstasy, andam, joy or pleasure, whatever we may say. Our inner hankering, appeasement of inner hankering, rizayina bhunukyato, the fullest satisfaction of our inner hankering, heart's hankering. Intellectualism is considered to be a failure in that search. Heart has been given the primary position to seek our satisfaction. This is devotion. Devotion and the object of such devotion and inquiry is the highest sarthi of Krishna. Qualitatively, quantitatively, the search of our heart has got its highest object in Krishna, highest representation in Krishna consciousness. We have to understand that and try how to go, reach there, search for Sri Krishna, Krishna. Brahma Jigyasa in Vedanta, the general question, what should be normal in our position? And that is Brahma Jigyasa. Who am I? Where am I? Whose am I? What is the conception of the environment? Where am I? Adhatu Brahma Jigyasa. From what everything has come and who is this? Who can maintain its existence by his influence, and at the time of dissolution, where they enter. Yato vaimani bhutani jayanti, jeno jatani jivanti jat prajanti, uvishyam vishanti tadeva brahma. So we cannot deny our concern with the whole environment. Try to understand you, who are you? What is your function? What is your goal? Our intellect wants this answer. This is Brahma Jigyasa. And that came in Bhagavatam as Krishna Anusandhana. Search the friend of your heart, who can fulfill your heart's demand. Not only the intellectual explanation of the environment, but your heart's fullest satisfaction, the object of your future life, your prospect, not only the present calculation of the present environment, and to calculate your position, but what is your future, what is about your prospect? That should have more importance. And you have to search, being searched for Krishna, Krishna, for your future want, to satisfy your mind. In other words, your fulfillment. Fulfillment. In other words, home. You have to search for your home. Home, natural, your natural residence. Now you are in abnormal position, in a foreign land, you are cast aside. You are uncomfortable. You feel uncomfort every step. Home comfort, we are told. Quite comfortable you will be, without any anxiety. That is sort of fulfillment, where you can have a reason to feed of Krishna. Krishna comes to us. So Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu asked us to go on with search for Krishna. Your friend, your master, your Lord, your friend, your Lord. Search for him. This is the object of your life, nothing else. All your energy should be utilized only for this purpose. Search the Lord of your heart, who can satisfy you from all respects. You will have no wants. Narivedu sartha gati nirvishnu. Durashaya jiva hidatta mahyo. Jiva priyat. Nanya. Of attraction. Of the cover of things. Dive deep into reality. And you will find your deep representation. Can only find satisfaction with the deep representation of the outside. Inner. Inner with inner. Your inner self can only be satisfied with the inner environment of what you can experience and see. That is Krishna. Hare Krishna. Here I stop today. Manchaka Gurusukat. Om Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Vare Vyoshari Prabhupada.
We went to the Bhagavatam. We stay downstairs. Yeah, we stay downstairs. They offered us prasadam. They gave us some prasadam.
Hall.
Then one party came to me, we want to make good hope, we want to celebrate marriage and they can hear. It cannot be held for that part of it. Then another day, one gentleman came, we have got one on the function. Another day, when he died, and then many followers are coming here. Mary is the son of Shiva, to Brahman, they say. How we can't allow for the function of Supreme. Why? He is also God, he is also. And we have come from special before for you. And you always allow us to hold your function in this hall. We have come specially for the man. For the service of Krishna, it is all conscious unit. So can you allow your wife to serve another gentleman? If she allow, she will allow yourself in her heart to be worshipped and they won't accept any other. So this all meant for Krishna consciousness. And not for Subrahmanya consciousness or any other consciousness. Only resolve. Everything here, all dedicated exclusively to Krishna and no other gods. Then of course you are calmed. But we have such conception. We are not materialist. Everything is conscious and pleasure. And no spirit allowed and exclusively dedicated to his or her Lord. we are of that type. Then, of course, we have to go back. Yes, it is what you say, it is such. Yes, it is such. It is such. Every flower born here, only for the, to satisfy Krishna, Radharani. And they will curse us if we try to utilize them for the service of any other. They all meant for this. They will curse us. So here also, trespassers comes, black flower or this or that sometimes, for medicinal purposes also come to take some creature. But I pain at my heart. But they are all meant for the service of Krishna. These people, for their medicinal purpose, they are taking, removing something. I ask them, go to Mahaprabhu, take his permission and then take away. But if necessary, that it cannot be avoided, then I say, go get his permission there. Go to the temple, take his permission. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Once I heard in the Yogapito, that is the bottom, and the appearance place of Mahaprabhu, there was one Kadamba Brikha, and that new flower came. Prabhupada is coming out of Dham, going to Calcutta. So, some devotee saw the new flower has come in this Kadamba Brikha, not given to Prabhupada. So he took few flowers and ran towards the cart of Prabhupada and offered. What is this? The new flower in Yogapito temple tree, new from So we have come to show you first, and then we shall give to Mahaprabhu. Oh, you have taken from him. Then go and show it to Mahaprabhu, take his permission and then take to me. I am going away. If when I was there, you could give it to my hand, then I can show him and take it to me. Take it. But I am going away. Now go and show him and then take it to me. So take his permission. That is prasad, anugraha, dedicated. To show to him means to dedicate. Then the prasad takes it. Ihalashrata. Tena taktena bhunjitha maghata kasha. This is the key to our life. Tena taktena. After offering him, then you use it. Yagyasishtasina santo mucchante sarvakil rishai bhunjate te takam papa divachanta atmakama. Whenever you dedicate anything to your own self, you commit sin. You commit sin. That is, you create disharmony into the environment. But if you offer to the center, yajna for Vishnu, and then you use, he said, the harmony, the prestige, everything, they want to be, they are born, they are created, to serve Krishna, for himself, everything. So everything, anything and everything, you dedicate to him, and then you can take the prasad remaining. Ishavashamidam sabbam, everywhere, everything is in possession of the Supreme Entity. Everything belongs to him. Ishavanyam sadmam. Tena taktena bhunjitha. Whatever you need, tena taktena. After offering, it was sanctioned by him, and then you take. All right. No disturbance into the law and order. The law and order of the whole, that should be kept intact. You live here loyal subject. We all live as loyal subject, not a rebel, physically or even mentally. Thought, word and deed, you must be a loyal subject in this kingdom of the Lord. That is what is required of us. And then there is peace and harmony and no reaction. Otherwise there will be reaction and you will have to suffer for that. Okay?
Jagadish. Jagadish Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. So you did not see that the temporary office opened in Uttaranga station.
Murari Pukur? We could not go there.
Uttaranga. Murari Pukur, near Murari Pukur.
Where we were going down there?
Just Uttaranga station. Just near Uttaranga station. If you could visit, they would have been encouraged. Dhirkrishna Maharaj, for half an hour stayed there. Hare Krishna, Gaurhuri. Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri. What's the time?
The time is
20 to 9.
20 to 9?
Yes.
Then Lalita
Jana? He is going to take Vishalam and then leave.
And these two?
They will
live together. All together, three. Yes. They are also taking prasadam.
I'm seeing, they
see. I think they will also go.
Guru Maharaj,
yes.
In this specific place in the world is where Goddess Kali is most worshipped. And it seems to me that nowhere in the world people are smashed so hard by Goddess Kali than in Calcutta.
Calcutta, everywhere in Bengal is especially selected for Kali worshipping. Kali worshipping, the Tantra is there. They believe to satisfy their direct controller. The prison superintendent. Devi in Brahma Sangeeta, Devi is described as the mistress, controller of the whole of this Brahmanda, that is prison house, where those that lived regular life, they are put into prison, do not follow Ishavasyam, or Yogyathat Karmanannatra Lokoyam. They have no recognition of the final authority and thinks themselves all, we are separately independent spirit, all Shiva. They are put into prison of Maya, that is Maya means misconception. Maya Devi who rules over them. And they want to satisfy the goddess who controls this prison house, release us. Then, after thereby, their punishment may be little liberal and less. They are given chance to go up. And sometimes, those that are very sincere, she releases them and show the path go up to Narayana. Go. As in Brihad Bhagavatam, you may say, see, Gopakuma, he was worshipped Kamakha Mantra, Shakti Mantra. And because he was very sincere, so Kamaksha Devi showed the way towards higher direction. But generally, who are insincere and give some offering and want some advantage in return, they are dealt by very harshly.
Seems like in Calcutta they are not very sincere.
Great liberation of a particular type, but not advised that take the worship of Narayana and then go up. Their feet becomes Shiva, attains the position of Shiva, the master of the material potential. But remains in connection with the material potential and gradually again addicted and again enters. Janyera vindakva vimukta mamino tojyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya cannot secure any visa. But passport they get. But after securing passport they have to move in the boundary line. And then, if no visa, they will have to enter again here. That is the general case. But in a special case, Maya Devi recommends for the visa. You do it this way, and then you will get visa. And then you will go up to Vaikuntha. Otherwise, you may come to the last boundary of this position, and what to do, you will have to enter again in the compound. That is the case. So they have got faith. Some of them think that Shakti, potency, is above everything. And the consciousness is under potency. Potency is the highest existence, and the potency produces consciousness. In other words, this person for the reason. The who are out and out shakta, their conception is this, that potency and the consciousness, purush prakriti. Purush means consciousness, enjoyer. Prakriti means energy. Energy in course of its evolution, it produces consciousness. And the consciousness of three kinds. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Brahma with Rajogun, the creation, spirit of creation, and the Vishnu, the Sattvagun, that is the nature of sustenance, and the Rudra, the Tamogun, that is distribution. Evolution, distribution, and in meantime the sustenance with Vishnu. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Three guna, material qualification, is produced by the potency. So, devoid of consciousness, if any potency can be thought to be the ultimate, it can be only material potency that is possible. The fossil, that is the Darwin theory. The Shakta, they know or know not, admit or may not admit that, but the orthodox Shakta, they are followers of Darwin. The matter produces mind. And this Vedanta, Ved, this is just opposite. No, the consciousness produces everything, subjective evolution. And they have got faith, objective evolution. Prakriti produces everything. First three, guna, sattva, raja, tama. And the sattva represented by Vishnu, raja by Brahma, and tama by Shiva. And then the whole creation comes into existence. That is their theory. And at heart, that those that are Vaishnava, sincere, they also have recognition of the Prakriti, but otherwise you withdraw mother and give me real vision, what is what I can see, and I can go on accordingly. So that type of progress has been shown in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. Nahi kalyan kit kasti durgati tato gacchati. Those sincere at heart, they also receive real help from this jail superintendent, the authority of the prison house, guides them properly. They are good prisoners. Anyhow, they have come within this prison house, but they are good men. They should be guided well, that they may go and live well in the family outside, with his family outside. So Shakta, and the Buddhists are also of this Shakta type. They also believe in force, in matter, but not eternal consciousness. With the dissolution, the Charvak, Epicurus aspect of thinking is only with the combination of some material substance, the consciousness has been produced. With the dissolution of the body, nothing remains. This is the lowest kind of atheist, or highest count, as you say. And the Buddhists are moderate materialists. They say, with the subtle combination of different things, mind has been produced. And according to the karma, they get physical their attraction, their objects, they attain physical body. And the physical body, they have transmigration. In the physical world, they are getting many bodies according to their own karma, according to mind. So the dissolution of the body, the jiva soul, the jiva does not end. As the peculiarities of the Charvaka school thinks. But with the dissolution of the mind, everything disappears, nothing remains. This is also a type of atheist. Atheist means soul is mortal. Socrates' soul is immortal, but this fellow, they say soul is mortal. Some say with the dissolution of this physical body, nothing remains as soul. A Buddhist school, with the dissolution of the mental body, nothing remains as soul. And the Shankar, further one step. Shankar say, there is already a light there, and that light is focused here, and it seems to be like a soul. Just as in the glass, the sun or moon is reflected. The moon is there. It is reflected in the glass. Dissolve the glass, no moon here. So all the jiva, not different soul, but only one soul, like a moon on the sky. And in the so many glasses, so many reflection is considered as different soul. This is Shankara. And the Buddhist, no moon, no soul. Only dissolution of the mind means dissolution of the soul. And the Charvaka, the rest class, with the dissolution of the body, nothing remains. So three sections of atheist according to Vaishnava. They are all considered as atheists because they do not believe in the eternal existence of soul, in the immortality of the soul. But when soul is immortal, it is considered, and God is there, they are properly theist, and there is also classification amongst them. According to the future prospect, conception of the prospect, and the environment, there are differences. This Christianity, Islam, they have got faith in eternal existence of soul and also God. But their conception of God and the soul and the world is of different type.
Mahesh? The research around to go.